We went out, did investigation in six different areas, four located along the beach and two up at the mountaintop. Our investigation involved field screening through a lot of different kits and things of that nature. We used a drill rig to install a number of holes and monitoring wells, collected a lot of soil and subsurface soil samples, groundwater, surface water, sediment, and that kind of comprised the investigation itself.
What did you find?
At the four sites at the beach area, generally, all we found were fuels-related contamination, pretty small quantities at each site, generally located right where previous investigations had found them, so the extents were pretty small. Up at the mountaintop, we had two what are generally considered dump sites, and those had several constituents that we detected, none of them really at very high levels. Those consisted of some what we call volatiles, as well as some PCBs at a couple locations, and some pesticides as well. So
these were probably chemicals that were up there being stored, and were they being used by the group that was living up there? Or what?
Yeah, past operations, pesticides are pretty common at these remote sites, just to kind of control, obviously, the pests and for the guys who are out there. So those aren't unusual to come across, and PCBs tended to be part of the electrical equipment, transformers and things of that nature at these facilities years ago. So those are again, somewhat common in relation to these military sites.
Any metals did you find?
We did. We did a background study for metals at the mountain, and the beach. So we had, this study of background metals, and they were much higher than the state regulations, which isn't unusual on a mountaintop necessarily or these sites. We tend to find that the general background levels are higher than the state regulations at a lot of places. So in comparison to those background levels, I'd say just the mountaintop where we found metals exceeding our background levels. That could just mean we found some background naturally occurring levels that were real high in those locations, but generally speaking, it was only one or two spots.
And what kind of metals are you talking about there?
Arsenic and chromium are the two that we found all over the place. And again, generally, they're within the background levels that we did find in sediments and soils. So it's at the mountaintop, seems to just have a couple of locations that are real high.
What's the plan then for eventual cleanup? I imagine there will be cleanup at some point? Or?
Well, at this point, we've completed this investigation and gotten our documents out and they're finalized. And now it goes into what we call a feasibility study phase. We'll take some public comment on preferred alternatives, work with the stakeholders at the state, the Forest Service, the Air Force, to develop some other alternatives as well, kind of put those all together, put it out to public comment again and say, here's sort of our preferred alternative. And that gets into more of a cost-benefit type of an analysis. You know, the best bang for your buck and how to close these sites or remediate them and protect the environment and human health. So that process will kick off here pretty quick now that we finish this. I would think by spring of next year we should be finalizing that as well. At that point, we'll have decision documents, what we call them, signed by the parties involved and go from there.
And then maybe 2011 for work to happen?
Yeah, I'd say 2011, 2012 probably have removals and or implementation of those remedial options.
Okay, and what's likely up there, removing of the drums and possibly some soil as well? Or?
Yeah, I would think probably be pretty likely that any of the surface drums and things of that nature that are scattered around get cleaned up. It may be some of the soils may get removed just so that we can get the Air Force could get closure of these sites and have them off the books, so to speak. And then, I think there'll be some discussions about some of the bigger dump sites, whether to treat them as a landfill and maybe put a proper landfill cap on them and do some monitoring or dig them up completely and haul them away. So that'll be determined in this next phase. I think it's important to mention we did a risk assessment. We didn't find any risks, really. There's pretty low risk when you're talking fuels-related contamination. PCBs and pesticides, of course, have a bit more risk, but in terms of ecological and human health, they're really minimal out there. So, just for a public perspective, I think it's overall a pretty clean site. I've definitely run into a lot dirtier ones across the state. So.
And that, those lower down sites, those are a little closer to some human use. There's some cabins, hunting cabins in that area.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And you know, we definitely spoke with the Forest Service about some of our recommendations being restricting use of the groundwater in those areas, which people don't really use it anyway. So, again, I think just some institutional controls like that in the permit language or whatever can really go a long way there.